Republicans got a little bit of good news last night. In Georgia, the incumbent Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss learned that he will keep his job. He defeated Democratic challenger Jim Martin in a runoff election. Chambliss' victory means the Democrats will fall short of 60 seats in the United States Senate. That number is important because it would have given Democrats a filibuster-proof majority. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Republicans said it was time to hold the line against a runaway Democratic agenda. They called Saxby Chambliss a firewall and said he would prevent a 60-seat filibuster-proof majority and a blank check for Washington. Chambliss said it was a hard-fought campaign that energized the party.
People all around the world have truly had their eyes on Georgia. And you have delivered tonight a strong message to the world that conservative Georgia values matter.
With his mother and wife beside him, Chambliss thanked the National Republican Party, the scores of politicians who came to Georgia to help out, including Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and Arizona Senator John McCain. And Chambliss thanked the voters.
You have delivered a message that a balance of government in Washington is necessary, and that's not only what the people of Georgia want, but what the people of America want and have demanded by their participation.
Democrats spent a lot of political capital in the race, supporting a relatively unknown candidate. President-elect Barack Obama did not make a visit to Georgia, but did record a radio ad. Former President Bill Clinton and his Vice President Al Gore were among those who campaigned for Jim Martin. Even in defeat, the Democrat tried to rally his troops.
Although we did not win this campaign, we won the presidency. And that is more important.
Political analysts say the deteriorating economy and a large voter turnout in the general election is what forced the runoff. Lower voter turnout this time helped Chambliss, who has promised to look out for the interests of conservative Georgians in Washington.
And we're going to have a chance to work with President-elect Obama, provided he wants to make proposals that are in the best interest of Georgians. And when he does that, I look forward to working with him. But when he wants to raise your taxes, when he wants to tinker with the Second Amendment, when he wants to make proposals with respect to health care that are going to take your choice of choosing your doctor away from you, then I'm going to be the 41st senator to stand up and say no.
That vow is what energized the party faithful who turned out for this election, among them Joe Tanner.
You don't really want to get yourself in a situation where one side or the other just got unbridled control. I mean, the founding fathers of this country created the system we have and emphasized checks and balances, and that's what's so very important. And that's what this race is about tonight.
Senator Saxby Chambliss often called the runoff the first race of the 2010 election cycle, and he said with this win, Republicans now have something to build upon. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
You can get analysis of the Georgia race and on politics in general by visiting npr.org to read political editor Ken Rudin's new blog, Political Junkie.